Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey guys, it's Carly from Boyk Farm Outfitters, and we're all about equipping the modern farmer. Our team is Nebraska's go-to for precision planting, SurePoint liquid systems, Green Eye spot spray, and more. So whether you're considering an equipment upgrade, adding new tech, or just need a trained eye to service what you have, check us out. Creep on us at BoykFarmOutfitters.com and get connected with our team of experts. We're excited to help you find what's next. That's B-O-E-C-K FarmOutfitters.com.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks.
I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Wednesday to you, Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. First, again, this is the first week of the whole year we've had no football this weekend for Nebraska. It's been an odd week, slow week for Nebraska, but we're still here. There's news happening across the country.
A lot of news going on,
guys. Idle chit-chat still happening, right?
Oh, yeah. Hell yes. Can I say that?
I've had a lot of text messages.
You have?
A lot of and I say a lot. Of why is Sipple standing now? Why does he not sit for the show?
People have been a little freaked out.
And so,
just phases.
Yeah, this whole new standing. I'm fine with it.
It doesn't
bother me. I'm just asking.
I could tell yesterday you settled in on it.
What makes this happen that you decided to stand for the show?
I don't know. I'm not comfortable sitting.
Yeah. You were the alert the first 2.5 years. All of a sudden, the last whatever 4 days, you're like, well, I can't stand to sit.
This did happen. Yeah, this is early last week as well, I believe, right? Yeah. Early last week.
I pushed through it for a long time. And I will sit.
2+ years.
I will sit.
So you've been doing so for 9 years.
You've done it uncomfortably.
You're uncomfortable sitting, and you said, I'm making a change. That happened last Wednesday.
I mean, sort of.
I will say there were some times in the past where he would go through phases of standing. This is not it's a brand new thing for the stool. There's moments you would do that previously.
Pre-bill.
But not all the time. But you were still sat most of the time. This is it was uncommon for you to stand.
So the chair's uncomfortable to you.
Yeah. And sometimes, yeah. I mean, I feel like I'm more alert if I'm standing.
So you'd rather stand in your pickup when you're driving than you would sitting down in your pickup.
I sit a lot in my job. And I don't know. I like standing. I just do.
Does Sean have a standing desk for you at Husker Online?
No. No.
You need one of those standing desks.
Yeah, you do.
That'd be sweet.
There was you don't see many people that have them. There was one person at the Journal Star, Alex Lance. God, I hope he doesn't mind me naming him.
It's too late now.
Yeah. He had one. Alex, he doesn't work there anymore, but he did, and it was sweet. Anyway, it's no big deal. Went to the Bird yesterday.
You did?
How was that?
The Bird.
With
the Bird.
Derek Apple?
Can you just please say it?
What's that? The Bird!
It's on my head all the time. Yeah. What's it not?
What's that?
It's not late.
It's not late. It's early. It's not the late bird.
It was great. They did a great job.
Who paid for the lunch?
I paid.
Wow.
You paid. Yeah. Wow. That's very honorable of you.
How about that? That's awesome.
Well, Derek and Sean, and, you know, they had, they they did, I'd say, 99% of the talking. I just kind of listened.
Sat there.
What'd you have? Did you go with breakfast food? Or,
yes,
or
I did, Bill.
Where'd you go? This is exciting.
It was great. I just had an egg, a sausage patty, and two pieces of toast.
Sounds like you went with the standard, like the American the American breakfast at noon.
Yeah. Okay, it sounds like you went to McDonald's at early bird.
And the guys, Derek had a BLT. He says the best BLT he's ever had, and it looked incredible. Mm-hmm. And the next time I go, which might be Friday, I'm getting a BLT.
You've ate a lot of BLTs in your
life.
Oh,
my God.
You've had
it's
thousands.
Go-to, yeah. It's big time go. In fact, I had a BLT. No, I didn't last night. It was the night before I had a BLT. I love BLTs. I do.
What'd Sean have?
Sean had a burger, a big burger.
A big burger.
Yeah, and he sent back the initial one because it had mayo.
Oh.
And Derek commented that if you don't like mayo, you don't like mayo. Like, if you're that person.
Yeah.
And that's true.
It's a good statement, really, is like that. There's certain things you can fight through. Sometimes you can't.
I was kind of amazed by South O. Sean sending back the mayo.
Was he upset?
Just scrape it off.
Or power through it. Yeah, I would have never... A food... I don't know. Truth, I've never in my life... Good comment here. I've never in my life sent food back.
I'm amazed by people that do that.
I've never once... If I get it, I'm like going, this isn't that good. No. Whatever. I'll eat part of it. Yeah. Won't eat it. That's just what it is. That's part of the risk. I've never once sent my food back. A steak that was cooked, I needed to be a little more well done. Whatever it is.
Oh!
Nothing has ever left... Go back to the kitchen.
I'm non-confrontational, so I don't do it.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Would you say that?
I will say I've done it one time, and I felt bad doing it, and I felt worse when I heard the kitchen afterward. I was sitting by the kitchen at a former steakhouse, and like it's no longer here. I ordered medium, and this came rare. I mean, it was cold. I felt bad that I have to send this back because it is cold. It was not cooked. I'm sitting right by the kitchen. I hear... The person bringing it back, and they just got torn apart. I'm like, well, they didn't cook the steak. It was, it came out cold.
Was it cold?
It was
cold.
It had barely any heat at all. I said, well, how is this? I didn't ask for medium rare. I asked for medium, and it was rare. I said, I hate doing this. I don't do this. Send it back. Kitchen yelled at them. I said, I had to. I'm not eating a cold rare steak when I ordered medium. That's the only time I've ever sent food back.
I would struggle with an awful steak, but if I ordered it, you know, medium, and it came out well done, I'd be like, power through it, I guess. But the rare part would be a lot for me on a steak. Anything else? But I've never sent one back. Never done it before.
I don't think I have. I've been with plenty of people that do that, and it's amazing to me, and I'm always really awkward when even they're doing it.
Yeah,
I would name the person, she would get mad.
You kind of want to give them the look like,
I'm not with you.
I'm not part of this.
There was
so the stool sent back one item ever in the history of our collective lives. That's pretty impressive.
The worst experience I ever had, it wasn't me, and I totally understood, is Marie. We were young.
You were dating?
Yes, me and Marie.
Is she the one that's from Humphrey?
She is. Okay. Lindsay.
Lindsay, okay.
We were eating it. I think I can even name the place because it's no longer there.
Name it.
Bob Carey's place.
Grandmother.
That's what it's called.
Well, I think it was Bob Carey's.
I thought he owned the grandmother's.
Right. There's a Carey's. Remember this over on West O.
Yeah.
And this was amazing. It was amazing. We were just sitting there, me and Marie. It was like a lunch. And she had a huge bug on her salad, and she screamed and cried. It was really.
She screamed,
and we had to leave.
It was a beetle.
Yeah.
Oh, that's okay.
It was bad.
That's gross.
I'm leaving.
Yeah, it was pretty bad. It was a big black beetle.
I think the scream is approved for that. That's wrong.
God bless her. I still feel that. Yeah. Bob Carey's is closed. It was good. I mean, it was a good place.
Except for that time.
Yeah. That one time. Okay, we can deal with
Can you name that? Is that all right?
Carey's family's still around. It's fine. Listen, the restaurant is closed. You can say whatever you want.
The Carey's are still around.
That's fine.
Yeah, and it's no commentary on the Carey's or their.
It's a one-time salad with the beetle.
Yeah, I don't think Bob Carey put a bug in her salad. I don't think so.
Inadvertent.
I think it was inadvertent.
He's coming for you.
Simple.
Yeah, that stuff.
Let's get Simple. Get his little blonde girlfriend.
By the way, Lindsay. Idle chit chat. People are liking your hat right now.
Oh, I'm just gonna take it off.
Coors Banquet.
That was. See who likes the hat. Eric says need one of Sip's hats badly. Was that from McSafety?
Yeah, from Dennis.
Yeah. Yes.
Very kind.
Thank you, Dennis. Dennis, listen.
People are jealous.
He'll be in Cozad. Yep. I met some people from Cozad last night.
Last night you did?
Wait a second. Yeah, wait, okay, can I ask?
I was doing this, asking detailed questions. I had a speaking engagement in Omaha at the Cottonwood Hotel.
You wait a second. When was this?
Last night. Yeah, I was in Omaha.
I'll be damned. Where's the Cottonwood?
That downtown.
Right downtown.
I was at the Chop House.
Is it Farnham? Like that?
I was at 14th and Farnham last night. Yes.
You guys were the
same. You were in the basement of the...
No, I was at the Chop House.
Chop House?
Chop House.
Yeah, that's right next to me. That's not very far away.
You guys could have...
If I all of a sudden just saw...
sip outside.
Hey, Steve, I would have been freaked me out.
I'll be damned from 7 to 9.
Yeah, and I texted Jake last night, so... I actually,
you were there?
Because the event went later.
Yeah, he did text
and
me.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And so I stayed at the, they're very, very kind. I had a hotel room. So I stayed. So I drove in this morning. Did you drive in this morning?
Maybe.
Oh, because I, if I would have been whipping down 80, if I looked over and saw the Colorado, that would have imagined me all of a sudden. Imagine me right next to you. All of a sudden.
You play on the horn.
There's Bill.
Roll your window down.
That would have been a wild broadcast.
What was the speech? Can I ask you what the speaking engagement was?
Yeah, Farm Credit. Yeah, it was
Farm Credit.
FCS America, and they were an awesome group. But the fun part was there's a lot of Nebraska's the main, and then Iowa like that, but a ton of people from North Dakota, and that was fun. North Dakota, Minnesota, for sure. You betcha.
Big.
Yeah.
What in Farnham?
What's that?
What in Farnham?
Yeah, what was the address?
It's like 30-something, isn't it?
Oh, okay. So you're up the road.
We were right next door.
The Cottonwood, yeah.
Yeah, but it was a sweet event. Thank you for Tony for having me. And it was a lot of fun. And then, but it was probably the best because you got done speaking, then they had a social hour, then they had a prime rib dinner, and I got in on all of it. I kind of stuck around. It's almost like I worked there. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, what's Bill still doing here?
Prime rim.
Why is our speaker still here? He's trying to get some.
They're about 36th in Farnham.
Yeah, 36th.
You were on the road.
You were in Midtown area.
Midtown. Thank you though for the. It was a great evening. Enjoyed the heck out of it. And then you know what's fun to mess with people. Mm-hmm. So Layton had forgot something at our house. Layton and Olivia.
House Menders.
And so I had taken that back with us. And so when I got done speaking, it was around 8 o'clock, done with our meal like that. I'd send a text, hey, just stop by. He didn't live very far away, so just stop by the hotel here, and I'll get your stuff. So I get his stuff. I've had numerous texts from my wife, Laura, and from Olivia, how we're going to meet up, get this organized, and all things going. So we get it all organized, not a problem. And I'm saying, hey, you want to come inside? And like that, we can let's go have a beer, have a cocktail. I goes, yeah, absolutely. I go, let's have some fun. So we sat down. I said, okay, Layton, text right now. Been here for a half hour. Bill won't respond. Can't find him. So he sends the text out to the four of us like that. And then immediately, what's going on? And then all of a sudden, my phone rings. Olivia's calling him. Olivia's calling me. Oh. Olivia's calling, my wife's calling him. It's just, and Layton's finally, I don't know what the heck to do. I'm just going to go back. Maybe I can find it in the morning. Text it back.
You're horrible.
Oh, yeah. And it was, I mean, we're
you're
just
horrible.
Getting texts and phone calls and like this is like we're trying to land the you know like something on the moon,
space shuttle,
yeah, space shuttle or something like that, and it's going crazy. So we just wait, and we have the bartender take a picture of us. Then we send Then we send the picture. Out.
I'm not happy. I would not be happy for the other people. But
and then Olivia's like, I knew we were getting pranked. I knew it.
It's not a bad prank,
but it's just like we're thinking okay. But it was just like they just flipped into action.
I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling their stress right now. I would have been like, what's going on?
The best way, Layton.
You got to know this. He's going to do this. Sometime.
I go, Layton. I know. Text him that you've been here for a half hour. You can't find Bill. He's non-responsive, and non-responsive. That's what sent things.
Makes it sound like you're dead.
Yeah, that's what made the flurry of phone calls and text messages to no end.
Take that story. Take note of that story. Yeah. He'll try this once.
I do not put that past Bill at all.
I would try it.
He's a prankster. We like
pranksters are fun.
He's a merry prankster.
Yeah. He is.
Merry prankster.
Idle chit chat.
Anything for you? Idle chit chat.
No, nothing major. No, just it was pretty much. Well, I mean, guy ate out twice yesterday. I wasn't even thinking about that. Now that I think about it.
Who were you at the Chop House with?
Margaret. We had a nice. Yeah, it was a nice. Dinner.
You went to the Chop House.
It was nice.
You guys were both in Omaha. I was in Lincoln last night. Did not go to Omaha. I was here.
You were here.
Man of the Fort in Lincoln.
Thank you.
Now
I'm really hot.
I did. It is kind of hot in here. I had a random thought this morning driving in because I sent you guys a video of Ed Orgeron at the Ryder Cup, which starts Friday. Excuse me, in Bethpage Black. Bill has told us before that if we dropped him off at the mound of Game 7 of the World Series at Haymarket Park, he would decline the offer.
I would decline, standing by that.
Now, you guys know I'm a massive golf fan, and the Ryder Cup happens once every 2 years in America, once every 4 years in America. If we put you at the entrance of the Ryder Cup, would you walk in to watch the golf?
I think
the biggest golf event of, you know, of that exists.
It's one of the greatest events ever. I went to it.
So, okay, so you would go willingly again.
I went. It was in Louisville, Kentucky, about 2006 or 7, somewhere in that time. Look it up, Jake. Louisville. And it was insane.
We got to get you the Ryder Cup.
It was insane because you boo and you get after the opposing team. It's back and forth.
Patriots.
Oh, yeah. Screw you, Faldo.
Rory.
Yeah.
I yelled at McIlroy. He did.
It gets heated, and it is awesome.
I went in Hazeltine 2016. Now, 2016. Sip, this is a bye week. You talked about going to Illinois, USC in Champaign. Let's get you to Bethpage Black in New York this weekend for the Ryder Cup, so you can join us in this experience.
I wouldn't do it. I would.
Come on. What if it's the Omaha Country Club?
Maybe. I wouldn't do it right now.
I think I would drag you there, saying you were going to like this, and you're too bad.
Talk about a must-see event.
It's awesome.
I wouldn't do anything.
Because I will say this. It is on between the two teams. It's not one of those, I hope it works out.
Are they still doing it?
Oh, yeah. This will never end.
So you thought maybe the Ryder Cup got canceled? Is that what you're saying?
I just said the Ryder Cup is still this doing weekend.
It's the biggest golf event there is.
I guess what I'm saying is it's still hot.
It is hot.
It's still hot.
I don't think it's as hot as it was back in the day.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
I really don't.
Because you don't hear that.
Because now you have the divide with Live Golf.
Live Golf's name. It puts a little bit of a bind. And then used to trot out there with Tiger and Mickelson.
Yeah, you don't have.
You don't have quite the right now, you have good names, nothing compared to what those times were.
I love Scottie Scheffler. He's just not the same, pizzazz as Tiger or Phil. Yeah.
The answer
Scheffler talked about that he might just quit playing golf. Because
he's won so much, doesn't really fulfill me anymore.
Be a dad, which I think is very cool. But it doesn't really get the emotion stirring for Ryder Cup.
No, I wouldn't go in Omaha. Not today. I'm really tired today. There might be a day. No, you know what? No, I don't.
So Bill's World Series thing is the Ryder Cup then to you. If we put you in the absolute perfect place, you wouldn't go.
No.
That makes me sad, but that's okay.
Jim Egger.
Ryder Cup
is Jim Egger.
The par three course.
Par three course in the middle of
a lot of aces there. Yeah. A lot of holes in one happening.
I don't think in the context of you not going to the World Series, I don't think it sounds bad. I just don't know if I'd even go at Egger. Not today. I'm super tired right now.
Yeah, my sinuses kicked back.
The old men are struggling.
Yeah, the old.
I'm standing in part just to stay awake.
And what happened?
Drink some coffee then.
I had two of those old fashions. I think that's what
that will get you.
Well, that'll get you.
Yeah, that'll get you. That'll get you last night.
Chop House on a Tuesday. I couldn't imagine ever in my life going like, I'm going to go to a nice steakhouse. When? By Tuesday. Ever in my life.
Why we did that, but I it was good. And there's a lot of people there. I will say that.
Did you get a sirloin or did you get the...
I got a 16-ouncer.
Did you?
Sirloin?
Yeah, 16-ouncer.
Big sirloin.
Yeah. My impression was they didn't offer anything under that. Just a 16-ounce sirloin. I would have gone for an 8 if it wasn't available. I don't know. It was good. I had broccolini, too. I don't know if it was called broccolini, but it was...
We know what you're looking for, broccolini.
Thank you, Steve.
That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by 738 Joey! Egg. Do you need seed, chemicals, fertilizer, or someone to run the sprayer for you? 738 Egg runs the whole show. Custom application included. Learn more today at 738egg.com.
Thank you, Joey.
Joey and the team. Yesterday, the biggest news in college football came from the state of Oklahoma in two separate stories. We'll get to Gundy in a second. After Gundy, we heard that John Mateer, the quarterback for Oklahoma, of course, who was one of the favorites to win the Heisman, is going to be out for at least 3 weeks with a broken thumb.
At some point in time,
which hand?
Throwing hand.
And they say it happened sometime in the first quarter.
Yes, it would be.
He finished the game, was still played very well. Obviously, he can't grip. I'm sure the gripping of the ball is what they're talking about now. I was I don't walk around going like, do I know all the Oklahoma roster? I risk, Boomer Sooner. I was devastated. I was like,
this has been your guy all offseason.
Yeah. Well, first of all, he was my pick to win the Heisman. He was my guy that I love. But just Oklahoma had become relevant again. And also the Texas game that was coming up was going to be an epic game.
This is why he was non-responsive.
The conversation was going to be great. It's going to be the story of Arch, what he's doing, then against Mateer. And it was going to really matter. That game was going to really matter. And now it still matters, but it's not the same. It's not the same. Nothing's the same. And so I was just super bummed. Anytime injuries take away someone that that potentially is the Heisman Trophy winner, that stinks.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Oklahoma's been down for a couple of years, and they get Mateer. They've been fun to watch. The defense has been awesome, but with Mateer, the Michigan game, he was great with his legs and his arm, and it has been good all year long. And they finally had someone to get them over this hump of which has been disappointing football.
And maybe top level of the
SEC. And right now, there's no guarantee they win any of their next three games, I guess, at this point.
And then when he comes back, they'll
be Kent State. They got that. They'll be fine there.
They'll be fine.
Yeah, but just look at their schedule. Go beyond that. Just
Kent State.
Okay, they'll win that without
in Norman.
Mateer.
That's not even this week.
Yeah, they have a bye, and then that.
Yeah, they have a bye.
Okay.
Gosh. He can't be ready October 11th. October 11th is
they're
the
saying
game.
He's out for 3 to 4 weeks. So no. Yeah. Here's the best part about it. He's going to get surgery. He's flying to L.A. today to get surgery. If you're getting surgery on your throwing hand, that you don't just all of a sudden go, I think I'm fine.
No, so that's October 11th is the big game in Dallas. And then it's October 18th at South Carolina.
Tough one. It gets better. Keep going.
Ole Miss in Norman at Tennessee. November 1. Can he be back November 1?
But they say yes.
At Tennessee, maybe. You got to get him ready for Tennessee.
Hey, guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Let's be real. It's really hard to get flavor when you're trying to eat healthy, right? Good news for you. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and seriously delicious way to add more nutrition to your day with flavor as well. They're American-grown, picked at peak ripeness, and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. Plus, no added sugar, that's just fruit as nature intended. 80 calories per cup, great source of fiber, and one of the highest fiber berries in general. These are also at Costco, Kroger, Winco. Once again, they're naturally low in sugar, high in fiber, and support gut health, blood sugar balance, and overall wellness. Whether you're trying to clean up your snacks or build better meals, these berries are a total win. Do you want to discover new ways to use American frozen raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington Red Raspberries a regular part of your routine today. And remember, look for product of the U.S. on the bag.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's see. At Knoxville. Then at God dang, their schedule's a bear. Then at Alabama.
Then at Alabama. Try that one out.
Mm-hmm.
Gets better. Keep going.
Missouri.
Playing really well.
And then LSU. God dang. LSU goes to Norman on November 29. That'd be fun.
How sweet would that game be?
Sweet.
Yeah. But I was bummed out about Mateer being
just because that sucks.
And even not so much about the Heisman. I don't care that I was a big fan of it. He's fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's fun to watch. And I wanted to see that Texas game.
I wonder what they got for a backup.
Can you imagine how pumped up Texas is right now?
Yeah.
They're going like, oh, wow, they just lost your so the guy that might win the Heisman is not playing against us.
That's too bad.
That's interesting. Yeah.
He's going to L.A. today to have surgery.
Flying to L.A., yes. I don't think he's going to be on Southwest Airlines. I don't think.
probably
going private.
That'd be funny if he was, though. Is that Mateer?
Is that Mateer? What's he doing? He has that connector.
He has a thumb. Not great.
He's got to connect through Phoenix.
He's wincing.
It's not even direct flight. That would suck. So John Mateer out for 3 weeks. The other news, of course, the big news, Mike Gundy, I'm a man, I'm 40, is fired at Oklahoma State. Me and Bill talked before the show. It's very odd, the timing.
The timeline is the most ridiculous timeline I've ever seen in a firing in my life.
So Okie State, of course, played last Friday. They lost to Tulsa 19-12 at home. It was the first time they lost to Tulsa since 1951 as a program, which is horrible. But you would think if they're going to fire him after the game Friday, maybe Saturday, Sunday at the latest. No, it's Tuesday, and you said they have a Friday game this week as well, Bill. Is that right?
I don't know if it's Friday. Okay. They're playing Baylor. But my point is, like, how do you not fire him on Saturday or not on Sunday or not on Monday?
Yeah.
He has a press conference. I'm going nowhere. And all of a sudden on Tuesday, yeah, you are going somewhere. You're out.
They have to get the money together to pay him.
That might be something. But my take is, my hypothesis is there must have been a heated discussion.
Exchange gone wrong.
Some sort of confrontation. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, we're done with this. We're moving on. Because that timeline may... Because there's no chance there wasn't discussions already. It wasn't like they lost at Tulsa. It's like, we had no idea we were playing bad. Yeah, you did. You didn't win a league game last year. You got beat by 65 by Oregon. Then you just lost to Tulsa. So this conversation was out there.
I did prepare for the show, but I only saw a headline that said on yesterday was what, Tuesday? On Monday, he dug in and said, I'm not resigning.
He did.
So it might have been something like that. I don't know how it works. How does it work? Like,
here's what he said Monday. This is
from, yeah. Thank you. I didn't.
He says, I'm under contract here for, I think, 3.5 more years. When I was hired here to take this job, ever since that day, I put my heart and soul into this, and I will continue to do that until at some point, if I say I don't want to do it, or somebody else says we don't want you to do it.
Here's the thing. If he quits, does he get his buyout? He gets $15 million out the door. He gets a flat $15 million. And maybe if he resigns, he doesn't get that.
Well, you don't.
Yeah. Well, then that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's not going to resign. Also, and maybe he dug in a little bit on something. But he did dig in.
It appears as if there was, like I said, the take on it is, because I talked to a good friend of mine who's on staff, just texting. I said, oh, man, this is what we went through with that. He goes, yeah, this unfair. Didn't deserve for it to end like this.
Hmm.
I think most would agree with that for all the things that he's done. You hate to see it end like this.
18 years.
It's stunning. I mean, he had 8 10-plus win seasons. Yeah. 2 years ago, they played in the Big 12 championship. They lost to Baylor. You know, last second play, they lose to Baylor. But last year, of course, 3-0 start, and they lose 9 straight games. 3-9. This year, rough start. Out. I mean, 2 years ago, in the Big 12 championship game.
Here's what's informative to people. And you are, Bill already knows it. You probably already know it. It's just not, I'm not breaking ground. It's just reaffirming something. Mm-hmm. He changed his whole staff. Both coordinators are new. I think he's got 9 new staff members. Right. He does, actually. 9 new staff members. So some people would say, well, don't you want to give that staff a chance? No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't matter. In the eyes of most leaders, most even fans, you don't say, it'd be nice if they said, let's just give this new staff a chance. He hired 2 new coordinators, 9 new guys. No, people don't care. It's sad. It's kind of sad to me that I'm speaking about Bill's profession. So I gotta be careful. But I don't get that. Like, there's a part of me that says, "Why don't you just give those guys a chance? Give that new staff a chance." No, they just pull the plug. Doesn't matter. I mean, and I suppose, from what I've heard, the fans just turned on him fast. Turned on Gundy.
Yeah, and it was like
That's what happens. That's life.
I don't think anyone completely pushes back and says, how did this happen? And people go, no. No. I'm like, no, I know why it happened.
He's 3-9 last year.
It was 3-9. When you just look at what looked like an Oregon, then you watch that Tulsa game. Tulsa's terrible.
They're
a bad football team.
They lost in Stillwater to Tulsa.
Yeah.
19-12.
It's a jolt.
Well, how's are we going to come out of this? Can we come out of it this season? No, they're probably going to finish 2-10 is what's going to happen. And then
3-9 and 2-10.
And then you're sitting there and then you're going like, okay, now what do we do? He's been here this long. I mean, what is he, the third longest tenure coach? Iowa and I think Iowa and Utah are the two ahead of him, maybe.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I mean, but it's like, I mean, oh, forever. Yeah, been there.
190-70 is the record. 190-70. He had a lot of 10-win seasons, like 8 double-digit.
Yeah, 8 10-win seasons.
Yeah, 8 double-digit.
And
1 of 12, out of 12.
Yes, 2011, they were on track to be in the title game and got upset at Iowa State that year.
How does it unravel? And then what? And then, you know, what you read is that maybe he hasn't adapted to the new world, the NIL world. You know, so I don't know. It appears he hasn't adapted particularly.
Same thing. Someone we will dearly miss behind the microphone.
Oh, God.
He's in our neighborhood, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, Toby Keith, RIP.
Yeah. But
what becomes of Gundy? He's only 58.
Yeah. He had some fun stuff to talk about. I always enjoyed him. Also, there's always, it's like there is, I say in this profession of coaching, is 90-some percent of the time it doesn't end well.
No.
It doesn't end well.
That's what Jimbo said yesterday. Yeah. I heard Jimbo on the radio. Yeah. He was saying that most time it doesn't end well.
Doesn't end well. That's just a bad ending for everyone. Here's the thing to think about, though, is that worry about the coaches and their families and their wives, because they all lost their jobs, too. None of them are going to be back.
Staff members.
They're all gone. When Gundy leaves, they're going to give him $15 million.
He's going to be okay.
$15 million. And I think he's making a lot of money for like 20 years.
Yeah, he probably doesn't even need that.
Yeah,
he's fine.
Yeah, he could probably almost be like, I don't even need that money. And he's still fine. So, you know, that's a thing to feel. I feel awful for him. Well, it's awful when all of a sudden I still have to work.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to work. There's no anything. He could vacation every week.
Yep.
Wherever he wants to go.
Five-star resorts.
Wherever he wants to go.
He's only 58. I wonder what happens with him. I wonder if he goes and coaches somewhere and does something. I don't know. But anyway, who's going to replace him? Who's going to replace? I've seen the list. Jim Knowles intrigues
me. Yeah, but here's the – like I read that, and I'm like, what are you going to do then? So is Knowles leaving within a few weeks?
Okay, what about
– Because Knowles can't – if Knowles – Penn State – I mean, like what? 90% chance will be in the playoffs.
Pretty strong chance.
So he's going to be coaching until Jim.
Scratch Jim Knowles. What about like Alex Golish?
Yeah, he's a potential, but again, they're going to be a bowl team. So when's he going to leave? And so one of the things when you let someone go early is to get someone in place, which means they're going to be hey, ready. So it's very difficult.
Yeah.
But here's the thing is, don't let that override it. If you want Knowles or you want whoever you want,
I know.
Get him. Because if you think, hey, let's just take a knockoff because we can get him here in a month, you know, or let's take this like that. Let's get the best coach you can.
I saw a couple lists, and here's a couple names people mentioned.
Drop them.
In terms of current head coaches that can be looked at, go after. UTSA's Jeff Traylor,
yep.
An option there.
Good option.
North Texas's Eric Morris. Texas State's G.J. Kinney. Yep. Sip said Alex Golish at South Florida. Some coordinators. Will Stein in Oregon, possibly. Ben Arbuckle in Oklahoma, the OC there. Or Shannon Dawson, the OC at Miami. Some names to potentially consider at Oklahoma State.
Hmm.
And, I mean, that's not the most amazing list of coaches I've seen. I like Golish a lot at South Florida, but...
And the thing about Golish, I really don't even know him. All I know is they're having a good year. I don't know a ton about it. I know where he came from.
I'll tell you what he did. But... He went to USF, which was horrific under... It was a guy named Scott, and before that, it was a guy who used to coach at Texas, and they were 7-37 combined, and he went in there and went 7-6, 7-6. Now they're 2-1. Golish would intrigue me. There's some guys now. Holgerson's name, of course, came up. According to Pete Nakos, you know who Pete Nakos
is? Yes, on three.
His name is going to continue to come up, and that's because he's friends with an Oklahoma State booster and Houston native Chad Clay. Two became friendly. This is according to Pete Nakos when Dana was at Houston. I'm not saying this is Nakos. He's going to be the favorite or anything, but he has a direct link to the job if he wants it. Clay is viewed as a top 30 booster. God, top 30 booster for Oklahoma State Athletics. They have 30 boosters. Thought I would. Oh yeah,
it's not a really elite list. You're in the top 30 boosters. Like a top 5 booster before you have a lot of pull on who's getting hired.
No.
I don't know if that's just like
But anyway, his yeah, I don't know.
A name that Cowboy fans want, Oklahoma State fans want, Zach Robinson. He's had a really rough couple weeks because he is the current offensive coordinator for the Falcons, who just got shut out by the Panthers. So, former quarterback at Okie State.
Yep,
Falcons OC. A name they like, but it's been a pretty bad start to the year for him in terms of his play calling and offense with the Falcons.
I'm telling you, it's different now too. Like that, you want somebody that has been in the big chair as a head coach with the portal NIL. Because when you jump into it as a coordinator or it whatever other spot as assistant, you know what's going on, but you've never really done it. you know your little piece of it. And so there's a lot to it.
Yeah, I'm not big on the, let's just go get the top coordinator. No,
we know you hate that.
Yeah. Well, I don't, I mean, there's good candidates sometimes, but just to
it's
say.
It's like right now, it's kind of like that. You know, what about Arbuckle?
Why?
Okay, he's had a couple good games.
Right.
And he has. Okay, we'll find out about Arbuckle when he's coaching without Mateer.
Yep.
Let's see how that looks. And at the same time, how is he leading a team?
Right.
What's he like leading?
I hate to bring up McDaniel, but it's like that.
God.
It was so weird. Like,
someone
to
might
me.
Be great, but
why would you bring his name up?
But well, like, because he was a coordinator, and everybody's like, "Well, he's such a gifted magician." Like, yeah, can he lead an entire team? That's what I always said about him. I don't get it.
Yeah, the leader.
You're right.
He's like the prototype of why I don't like doing it.
Yeah, I'm looking at a not maybe his exact personality, but I'm looking at a Dan Campbell. I want someone that's leading my team. That's mm-hmm. what I want, somebody that has control of my team in all aspects. And I'm not worried about what, you know, he has an incredible third down package.
Right. Like, and it, now, sometimes that happens, and there's a guy like Tom Osborne, who was an offensive coordinator and got promoted, and that kind of made sense, right? There are times it does make lot of sense.
I'd be looking for a, which is very hard. Like you said, when it's like right now, they've mentioned Tony White's name at UCLA.
Right.
So Florida State probably going to the playoffs. So that means if he's going to be the UCLA head coach, he has to leave. He has to go. He has to say, you know what? This is a one shot deal. I'm going to be the head coach. And I got to leave. I don't get to play the season out. You don't get to do that.
He has to leave right now, you think.
What's that?
Tony White have to leave right now.
All right. So, I mean, at some point, have to plan in order. But he cannot. If you do the, well, I'm going to stay here as long as we're playing. And they fire a coach week three. And then,
and then the
new guy comes in January 22nd. You know, I mean, no.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do that.
I mean, you're going to have to be like, hey, I got to go.
What would Todd Monken do? He's the Ravens.
So he was the OC there in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he had success with the Ravens so far. Does he want to go back to college? I mean, does he want to get in the NIL game is the question for these guys.
I'd imagine as long as Monken has...
Monken's doing pretty well with Lamar Jackson, right?
If I have that quarterback and that lifestyle, and I'm not recruiting at that, I'm good right here. Now, it'll pay significantly more. He's probably making a couple million. This job's probably going to pay $7 million. That's a big difference.
Jeez.
Yeah, when all of a sudden you get like that, hey...
it's hard to turn your back
to your wife.
On
that. Listen, they're going to pay me $5 million more than I'm making now for 7 years. Any interest?
Mm.
Yeah, I kind of have some interest. Yeah. I like to think about that.
Yeah.
But the job, you wouldn't want to do different. No, you'd much rather. That's why I'm going to do it for the money, but I'd rather be the OC for the Ravens with this quarterback I have, and we're pretty good.
I think it depends how the season goes for this current team, but a name that we have talked about a lot on this show because we've seen him play a couple times is Jason Eckert, New Mexico. Of course, they pushed Michigan, didn't lost him, but pushed him, pounded UCLA. If they end up having a good season, and you know, that name's going to get hotter and hotter in terms of names out there. Right now, maybe a little early for him, but yes, if they have a good year, I could see him certainly, you know, being out there for a big time job.
How about
and
Wisconsin?
Also, if they make a change at Wisconsin,
that's true.
Would be a huge guy.
Wasn't he an old lineman there?
Old lineman.
He was an old lineman at Wisconsin.
Because Lance is what, 60, what?
64?
Lance Leipold's 60. Is he 61 maybe?
Maybe 61.
He's 60 or 61.
But my point is, I don't think Lance is going back to Wisconsin.
I don't know.
I think he'd be like, nah.
61, yes.
I don't know if the age 61 is what you're looking for. That's not if to be at a place coach is 61, not a problem. Starting over at a place like that, that'd be hard. So I don't know if Lance
Knowles
is the guy.
Knowles, get Knowles.
Jim Knowles.
Knowles' only previous head coaching was at Cornell, and it didn't go well. Yeah.
Jim Knowles is 60 years old.
Oh, he's 60.
60.
Does that matter to you what he did at Cornell years ago?
No,
doesn't.
No,
it's the only time he's a head coach.
Yeah. No, that would not affect me. But that's not a prime candidate, in my opinion.
Okay,
he's on this
list.
This name is not on a list, but I like it because it's your guys' favorite, Sip's favorite, Jimbo Fisher. Is he an option at Oklahoma State?
He'd be great. You'd love him. Okay,
bring Jimbo back.
Take all that aside. That would be the home run of all home runs, right?
Jimbo.
I mean, God dang, he won't take that job. Jimbo won't take that.
I wouldn't rule that out.
He can do better.
Like, where's he going? You tell me. Tell me what that job is.
I mean, he's an SEC
coach. It's a Big 12 school. I mean, come on.
He's an SEC coach.
So you think he's getting the Florida job? If something ever happens there.
I heard him on the radio yesterday. He was really good. He got really good. He was really good yesterday.
I didn't know.
About what? About Gundy?
About Gundy. About everything. About everything.
Maybe he wants that job.
I don't know. I just think Jimbo can do better than that.
I think we're going to see
That's like
most...
a JUCO for Jimbo.
Oh, come on.
I think we're going to see some of the most ridiculous amount of jobs. I mean, right now, pretty well-named jobs that are open. Virginia Tech. That's
big.
UCLA. Oklahoma State. Mm. These teams have all had a lot of success. And there's a chance of what? Wisconsin.
Yep.
There's a really good chance of Florida.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of things going on.
You rank those jobs that are open. Wouldn't you say Virginia Tech's the best one by far?
Better than Florida?
No, Florida's not open.
Oh, okay. We're guessing they'll be open.
I don't know if Oklahoma State. I don't know. Oklahoma State's pretty good. But Virginia Tech's good. But UCLA's dead last of those three that are open currently.
Virginia Tech's definitely better than UCLA. Is it better than Oklahoma State? I would say it is because they're in a better situation. I'd say are they in a better recruiting situation?
No, because Oklahoma State, you're in Texas, basically.
Yeah.
So you're right there. No, I'd go Oklahoma State. The thing I'd like to know.
I would not go Oklahoma State. I'm saying Oklahoma State's a little closer than maybe I'm giving them credit for.
I'm giving Oklahoma State over Virginia Tech.
Well, I'm not.
Yeah, I am.
No.
Hey, at least that's why it's a conversation. Yeah. I don't think it's clear either way. But
Jimbo's not taking those jobs. Right?
I mean, he's got an SEC
probably.
I don't know what jobs Jimbo's taking. I'm just going to be crystal clear on that. I don't have any idea what job.
Is he in the race?
I don't know. I have no idea. But there's going to be some interesting, there'll be a lot of interesting conversations.
Because Florida's got to happen, right?
Yeah. And those things are, like I said, all those staffs are all wiped out. And so that takes a lot.
What are the chances that Napier will survive? Chances. Percentage.
Boy, low. Just because 15th? Just because I don't see
15?
I don't look at it and say it looks like they're I don't know him well enough, but I've spoken to Napier several times in the staff that he was on when he was at Alabama. He's a great dude.
I know.
Very likable. So I think that makes it much harder for everybody because there's no one going like this guy. His team does like him. His team likes him. I'd like to get someone on the radio from Oklahoma State, and I want to find out what is the T. Boone Pickens situation now that he's no longer they were one of the best funded programs ever.
And now
so what happened?
Okay,
because he came out and said we don't have any money.
He did say
Oregon
that.
Pays money.
Manning's like too bad.
Okay, so now why I say Virginia Tech's better is because Virginia Tech's AD came out and said we're going full into the game, this NIL game. We're gonna be our structure is going to be such that we can do this. They have a fan base that shows up every week. Oklahoma State, I don't know if they have that level of commitment now.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But I want to know what. Mm-hmm. So there was about $1 billion, whatever it was at that. And so where did it all go? Oh. When he passes, that somebody else now, like, that was his deal.
I know.
This money here now that our family runs this, that's not our deal. And because he made it so clear, we do not have the money.
Well, there you go.
And
so now you're in Stillwater, Oklahoma, with no money.
Eskimo Joe's.
Hey,
still there.
Try that one on.
I've been to Stillwater. I enjoyed that.
You got all these Dallas guys or your Texas guys. You can't get them because you can't pay them. So you might as well not even be there.
Why even try?
Stillwater.
We don't even
with
know.
With no money.
Big 12 championship team 2 years ago.
That's how we know. I want to talk to someone from Stillwater, and I want to hear them say,
"But Gundy,
we don't have any money. We don't have a booster. We don't have this.
Didn't Gundy make that pretty clear before the Oregon game?
I don't know, but I want to know exactly.
Yeah, I know. I do too. Yeah. I'd like to know what that looks like. How much is their roster worth right now? Yeah. Is it a $10 million roster?
Yeah.
Is it a $5 million roster? Is it a $3 million roster? I don't know.
Well,
you know what? That's part of the. I know you've expressed frustration on that. You don't know. That's the problem. Yeah. All you can do is speculate.
Right? True.
Yeah.
$40 million rosters that Rule talked about, and he said there's 10 of them. Who are those?
Gundy said 40 mil for Oregon as well.
Yeah, Oregon's one of them, right?
Yeah, but how many are out there? 40
do you
mil.
Know exactly what is it? I mean,
no.
And that was a conversation here directly from the head coach, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how much a running back costs? You know how much this costs? These things cost?
Not really.
Yeah. And no, we really don't.
I kind of know.
We kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
Everyone knows that things are inflated. You know, it's like.
I don't know that we'll ever know, really. Right?
No.
Totally.
Before we get to break, if you're hungry for breakfast, brunch, or lunch in downtown Lincoln, where might you go this morning, Bill?
The Bird. Early Bird. And not Sip, the late Bird.
Sip
the
went,
Steve Sipple
Sip
bird.
Went there yesterday. You might go there Friday as well. You can might maybe
he had
see
an
there.
Egg. He had an egg and a piece of sausage at noon.
Hey, you know what? That's
Thank
an option.
You.
That's an option, though.
Oh, can
you,
I just you, get an egg? And they have 19.
Yeah, what
they
kind?
They have 19 pages of a menu. I'll just take an egg,
one scrambled
over easy, one egg, and a piece of toast.
Nothing different.
Yeah, sunny side up.
Yeah, sunny side up. That would just.
If you want something more creative? You got breakfast tacos, breakfast nachos. They've got waffles,
menus,
French
waffles.
Toast, and treat yourself to the world famous hash hole.
Hash hole.
Hash hole.
Stop by today, 19th and K in downtown Lincoln. Open every day until 2 p.m. When we come back, Barry Alvarez speaks about Wisconsin fans who are upset about Luke Fickell. We'll play that audio next on Early Break in the Ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.